This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Here we go.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back again to Hour 2, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. If you'd like to give us a call at any time, please do, 1-866-582-9933. I want to let you know during this time to Hour 2 listeners, if you just joined us, that if this is the first time listening to the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Period. Okay? 115 radio stations across America are listening right now, broadcasting into 53 countries. Okay. Again, thank you for making us the number one and number two show on Genesis Communication Networks out of 82 to 87 different shows. We totally appreciate your trust. Why? Because we're cutting through, friends. Judgment guards our liberties, right? Justice. Isaiah 51, verse 4. And we're bringing about, yes, the issues of the day, but we're always laying the axe to the root of the tree. We're always bringing about the resolve. And the resolve is always left up to the people if they're willing to act, okay, and say enough is enough, period, okay? First hour, we were talking about taxing America to death and 545 responsible that are responsible for this mess who unite in a common con job. Who said that? Charlie Reese, a journalist. Orlando Sentinel, Florida, journalist, 40 years, taking his last stand, wanted to let the American people know his thoughts before he retired. I want to give you a quote, and then I'm going to get to what he wrote. I think you're going to enjoy this. It's true. The income tax has destroyed the concept of financial privacy. It has demolished the idea that a man's home is his castle. It has provided unlimited funding for politicians to wreck lives and property. Think about what they're saying. It has forced one-earner families to become two-earner households, leading to decreased parental supervision of children, loss of family values, and increased crime, promiscuity, and drug use. So long as the government has the power to invade our lives, rummage through our records, and take what it wants for from our income, we will have only as much freedom and take home pay as the politicians condescend to let us have. You need to think about what he's saying, because he's exactly right. That was written by Harry Brown. Now, I'm going to say that again. It's that important. The income tax has destroyed the concept of financial privacy. It has demolished the idea that a man's home is his castle. Folks, you pay for your home, you still have to pay what? Rent. You still have to pay property taxes for what you just paid for. He said it has demolished the idea that a man's home is his castle. It has provided unlimited funding for politicians at will to wreck lives and property. Hello? It has forced one-earner families to become two-earner households, leading to decreased parental supervision of children, true, loss of family values, true, and increased crime, promiscuity, and drug use. Why? Because the American people have failed to hold their politicians and representatives accountable to the law. That's why. Okay? So long as the government has the power to invade our lives, rummage through our records, and take what it wants from our income, we will have only as much freedom and take home pay as the politicians condescend to let us have. And isn't it interesting how they go in, politicians do, friends, they go in at will, they go in broke, they make a certain amount of money, they peak out, and then in just a couple years, friends, they're millionaires. Can we say inside trading? That's a different story, but the point is being made. They're corrupt in so many different ways. Now let's get over to Charlie Reese, who was a former writer for the Orlando Sentinel. in Florida for over 40 years, and when it came to his taking a last stand and confronting the establishment government, he named his last column 545 people that are responsible for the mess, but they unite in a common con. Now, what you have to keep in scope, you have to keep this in front of you, okay? This column was originally published in the Orlando Sentinel on February 3rd, 1984. This was written in 1984, okay? Charlie Reese, Orlando Sentinel, journalist, his last stand. He said, politicians are the only people in the world who create problems and then campaign against them. He's exactly right. Have you ever wondered why, if both the Democrats and the Republicans, unconstitutional parties, friends, in the light of the Constitution, just for the record, have you ever wondered why, if both the Democrats and the Republicans are against deficits, but yet we have deficits? Think about this. You and I don't propose a federal budget, right? The president does. You and I don't have the constitutional authority to vote appropriations. The House of Representatives does that. You and I don't write the tax code because, friends, by the way, there isn't one. Watch the documentary on this article. Okay? The Congress does. You and I don't set fiscal policy. The Congress does. You and I don't control monetary policy. The Federal Reserve Bank does. I'll get to that in a moment. Hey, friends, have you ever wondered why, if all the politicians are against inflation and high taxes, why do we have inflation and high taxes? Oh, my goodness. Yeah, should I go there? And just think about it. These politicians are complaining about the $174,000 a year that they get. In light of the soldiers that are fighting unconstitutional wars, what do they get paid every year? And they're complaining about it? The politicians are, they're complaining that they're underpaid. And many of our boys are coming back in boxes. How much do they get paid every year? Just thought I'd throw that in there. Senators, 435 congressmen, one president, nine unelected, might I add, Supreme Court justices, and for the record, constitutionally, Supreme Court justices don't sit on the bench for the rest of their life, regardless if they act outside of their scope of authority or not. No, they are to be removed just like anybody else in government capacity. Article 3, Section 1, Article 2, Section 4, okay? You have nine unelected Supreme Court justices, 545 human beings out of a total of 238 million. This was back in February 3rd of 1984. Keep that in mind. 238 million people in America back in 1984. In the present, you have 325.7 million. He goes on and says, are directly, legally, morally, and individually responsible for the domestic problems that plague this country. And don't forget about, I add, of the 325.7 million Americans today that tolerate this. I excluded the members of the Federal Reserve Bank, said Charlie, because that problem was created by the Congress. He's right. They were just doing what they were told back in 1913. In 1913, Congress delegated constitutional duty to provide a sound currency to a federally chartered but private central bank. Think about what's going on in this country. If you'd like to call in, 1-866-582-9933. Please stick to the topic. Again, 1-866-582-9933. We're going to take a quick break, and we will be right back on the other side.
This is Dr. John Diamond with Peacemakers Outreach. I would like to personally invite you, your friends, and church families to the first annual Faith and Freedom Conference that's being held at the Edinburgh Camp and Conference Grounds on September 28th. Our lineup includes a group of the strongest Christ-centered American patriots ever brought to Western Pennsylvania.
The Faith and Freedom Conference in Edinburgh features moderator Dr. Mike Spaulding of Soaring Eagle Radio, Fran Reese, president of Salt and Light Council, nationally known speakers and authors William Federer and Matt Truella, Dan Fisher, a leader of the Modern Black Robe Regiment, Rusty Thomas of Operation Save America, syndicated radio host Bradley Dean of Sons of Liberty Radio, and Coach Dave Dobbenmeyer of Pass the Salt Ministries.
It's the Faith and Freedom Conference in Edinburgh, September 28th. For tickets and information, go to faithandfreedomconference.com. That's faithandfreedomconference.com. Faith and freedom. You can't have one without the other.
Catherine Booth, wife of William Booth, who founded the Salvation Army, once said, "Opposition. It is a bad sign for the Christianity of this day that it provokes so little opposition. If there were no other evidence of it being wrong, I should know it from that. When the church and the world can jog along together comfortably, you may be sure there is something wrong. The world has not altered. Its spirit is exactly the same as it ever was. And if Christians were equally faithful and devoted to the Lord and separated from the world, living so that their lives were reproof to all ungodliness, the world would hate them as much as it ever did. It is the church that is altered, not the world. And that's why we need your support at the Sons of Liberty. Our message has not changed, and it's literally the truth that the world is dying to hear. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button to find out how you can become a son or daughter of liberty today and support our cause that is changing this nation.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty Hour 2. Folks, I do want to encourage you, if you are in the state of Minnesota, come out to the Minnesota State Fair. We are on the basement floor, the lower level, at the grandstand in the state of Minnesota. We've been out there for, 9 days, going on 10, 11, 12. We've been doing this over the last 14 years, reaching out to literally millions of people and the opportunity of preaching the gospel to them. Luke 19:10. You know, the Bible always talks about where Jesus said, think not to, you know, don't pray. Basically about what may happen. He said, pray that the Lord of the harvest would send forth laborers into the field. You know, the Bible also talks about, Lord, send me. Raise your hand and say, Lord, send me. And that's exactly what we have done over the last 20 years in ministry. We're not coming to you in ministry, friends, telling you about what we're going to do. It's about what we're doing, what we're in the process of doing all the time. I shared with you this last week in Habakkuk 2:2, the Bible says, write the vision, make it plain. Though it tarries, it will surely come. And how many people in the church like to raise money with a vision written out? You know, we've never done that. We've always brought a basket of fruit in to show people what we are doing. And we'd ask that you'd consider supporting the ministry as well. Now that I'm thinking about that, go to Sons of Liberty Media. Become a son or a daughter of liberty. Please do. It's your support that keeps us out there, just so you know. And boy, oh boy, I'll tell you what, this has been a busy, busy, busy year. We still have Montana coming up. We still have South Dakota coming up. We still have Pennsylvania coming up. We still have Tennessee coming up. We still have California coming up. And if I gave you a list of what we've already done, you'd say, Bradley, you're crazy. You need to slow your roll. Wait a second. Jesus said, this is the reason that I came forth, to preach in another city. My payday isn't sitting behind a microphone telling people how they should live outside of what I'm living. No. My payday is being out there with the people, being a part of the answers. We don't want to be, folks, it's the church's job to bring the answers to the world. We're not supposed to be a part of the problem. We're supposed to be the answer to the problem, right? And I also want to say with that, friends, we're not here to negotiate with the devil. No, we're here to stand our ground. Because we understand that the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. I need to get back to this to stick to the topic so I can finish it up before the end of the hour. Second segment, we're talking about taxing America to death and how 545 five people are responsible for the mess who unite in common con job. And again, let me add, friends, we are the government, we the peoples. Read the preamble to the U.S. Constitution. What does it start out with? It starts out acknowledging, friends, we the people. We the people, when we see a problem in government, that's our reflection. We need to fix the problem. We need to deal with the issues. And again, if you peruse the U.S. Constitution, everything is there for us to know as to how to bring about the result. We have to be willing to bring it, friends, okay? And that's what's lacking in this country today. Was just talking about, friends, the members of the Federal Reserve Bank that Charlie Reese wrote about, because the problem was created by the Congress, he said. In 1913, Congress delegated its constitutional duty to provide a sound currency to a federally chartered but private central bank. Okay. Used to have gold and silver as the standard, right? Now it's paper. Okay. Charlie goes on and says, I exclude all of the special interest and lobbyists for a sound reason. They have no legal authority. That's right. They have no ability to coerce a senator, a congressman, or a president to do one cotton-pitting thing, said Charlie Reese. He said, I don't care if they offer a politician $1 million in cash. The politician has the power to accept it or to reject it. He said, no matter what the lobbyist promises, it's the legislators and their responsibility to determine how many or how he votes. Okay? Don't you see now the con game, said Charlie, that is being played on the people by the politicians. Those 545 human beings spend much of their energy convincing you that what they did is not their fault. And you're in the same cycle today, friends. This was written on February 3rd, 1984. You're still caught up into the same cycle today. What separates a politician from a normal human being, said Charlie, is an excessive amount of gall. No normal human being would have the gall of Tip O'Neill, who stood up and criticized Ronald Reagan for creating deficits, which he did. The president can only propose a budget. He cannot force the Congress to accept it. The Constitution, which is the supreme law of the land, Article 6, Section 2, gives sole responsibility to the House of Representatives for originating appropriations and taxes. O'Neill is Speaker of the House. He's the leader of the majority party. He and his fellow Democrats, not the president, can approve any budget they want. If the president vetoes it, they can pass it over his veto. That's true. Just 545 Americans have followed up this great nation with the approval of today the 325.7 million Americans that have failed to hold them accountable. I need to add that because, again, I want the people to understand that government is a reflection of who we are. And if it's corrupt, it's our problem, and we need to fix it. Okay? It seems inconceivable to me that a nation of 235 million people back in 1984 cannot replace 545 people who stand convicted by present facts of incompetence and irresponsibility, said Charlie Reese. Just think about that. It's the leaving in the lump that is destroying this country. And Jesus, the Lord told us, friends, by the power of the Holy One of Israel, that we are to get rid of the leaven, that the whole lump may be holy. Okay? And if you don't want to do that, then don't complain about what you tolerate, because that's exactly where we're at today. Again, friends, it may sound rhetorical, but I want to tell you what's rhetorical is hearing the same issues come from different politicians, in some cases the same politicians, on a daily basis. You talk about the crimes and the scandals of politicians day after day, week after week, month after month, and the only reason they're doing what they're doing is because 325.7 million people fail to deal with them. And I want to tell you that if you're waiting for this current administration to deal with corrupt politicians, do keep in mind, friends, those that are attacking Donald Trump, those that are continuously attacking Donald Trump, they're not being prosecuted, they're being promoted. That's a fact. Just so you know. It was James Garfield that said, now more than ever before, the people are responsible for the character of their Congress. Who is Congress? They are our delegated representatives. They're our voice. If that body be ignorant, reckless, and corrupt, it is because the people tolerate ignorance, recklessness, and corruption. If it be intelligent, brave, and pure, it's because the people demand these high qualities to represent them in the national legislature. If the next centennial does not find us a great nation, it will be because those who represent the enterprise, the culture, and the morality of that nation do not aid in controlling the political forces. Note, what you're seeing today is the people on a massive level just throwing up their hands and worshiping the very God that's handing us over to the United Nations. This is a fact. 1-866-582-9933. Don't want your emails. Don't want your criticism. Don't want your lack of taking the time to prove what I'm telling you is true. Just telling you the truth. If it hurts, too bad. Reminds me of the little boy that broke his arm. When he broke his arm, he broke it so bad he had to be brought to the doctor's. He walked into the doctor's office. The little boy was crying and screaming. The doctor looked at him and said, in order for me to fix that arm, I'm going to have to re-break it. What would you think of the doctor if you looked at him and says, well, I'm not going to re-break it because it would be too painful for that little boy to have his arm rebroken? Come on, people. As many as I love, I rebuke and I chasten, therefore be zealous and repent. That's the words of Jesus Christ. Okay? It's the truth that makes men free. And keep in mind, all scripture is given by the inspiration of God. All scripture, all doctrine is given by the inspiration of God for what? Reproof, for correction, for instructions in righteousness. I just wrote to my live chat friends during the break, look what the grown-ups have done with this world. You know what? Great. Pointing the finger at the responsible party, great. Now I'm looking at myself and saying, now how do I fix it? Let's get back to this letter. 545 responsible for this mess who unite in common con job. Charlie Reese, former journalist, 40 years. Orlando Sentinel, journalist. Okay. He said, just 545 Americans have fouled up this great nation. He said, it's inconceivable to me that a nation of this many people cannot replace 545 people who stand convicted by present facts of incompetence and irresponsibility. I want to tell you something, and I just feel led to tell you this right now. We're out at the Minnesota State Fair right now. Okay? And I want to tell you something, friends. I'm seeing more foreigners in the state of Minnesota than I've ever seen in the state of Minnesota before. And I guarantee you there's a lot more in the United States of America than the media is letting on. I guarantee it. And it's going to get to the point when you keep pointing the finger in hopes that someone else is going to fix the problem, where your backs are going to be up the wall. And there's not going to be able to, you're not going to be able to do anything about the issues at hand because you're going to be overrun. Read Leviticus 26, Deuteronomy 28. And I want to tell you something, friends. Again, the people that you're giving over your trust to, friends, are not the people that you need to be trusting because they are the ones that are creating the problem in the first place. We're going to come right back.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
You USA Radio News with John Hunt.
South Carolina's governor has now declared a state of emergency after powerful Hurricane Dorian shifted course, putting the Carolinas and Georgia at more of a risk of a dangerous storm surge and strong winds during the middle of next week. Governor Henry McAllister said, given the strength and unpredictability of the storm, we must prepare for every possible scenario. The Category 4 storm strengthened to winds of over 150 miles an hour. It also shifted slightly, setting it on course to potentially miss the direct hit with Florida. Health officials are recommending people who vape consider avoiding e-cigarettes while they investigate more cases of a breathing ailment linked to the device. While the cause remains unclear, officials say that many reports involve e-cigarette products that contain THC. Officials from the Center for Disease Control and Prevention say they are now looking at 215 possible cases across 25 states. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Just talking about taxing America to death, friends. Charlie Reese, 40 years, journalist, Sentinel in Orlando, Florida, wrote a letter back in February 3rd of 1984. I'm sharing with you the content of that letter from 1984. Is it true? I don't think anybody can deny it. Let me ask you another question. Is this your country that I'm talking about? Yep. Hey, yep, I'm getting these answer backs, right? Yeah, no, there's nothing we can do about it. Nope, there's nothing that you want to do about it. Let's just call it for what it is. Okay? And there's everything in the world that you can do about it. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. Charlie said that 545 Americans have followed up this great nation. Remember when Edmund Burke said evil prevails because good men do nothing? No, friends, you know that's not true. Because evil men do nothing. Evil prevails because good men do nothing. No, wait a second. They're not good men that allow the evil to prevail. In the light of Scripture, read Deuteronomy 25, verse 4, 1 when you get a moment. 25, verse 1. He said, it's inconceivable to me that a nation of this many people can cannot replace 545 people who stand convicted by present facts of incompetence and irresponsibility. He said, I can't think of a single domestic problem, from an unfair tax code to defense overruns, that's not traceable directly to those people. You know, let me add to this. People talk about this all day long, and I seriously sit back and say, are you, you have eyes, but you cannot see this? You have ears, but you cannot hear this? Friends, so many people talk about what the deep state does today. Let me remind you, friends, the deep state can't do what the deep state does without the politicians doing it for them, because they are. All right? Deep state isn't calling for red flag laws, friends, that a politician, namely in the People's White House right now, that's not the greatest proponent of, friends, because he is. People are angry across the boards with what's going on. People are awakening slowly but surely concerning what's going on. How many people love this current administration that are pulling the curtain back and finding out, wait a second, you're doing the opposite of what you said you were going to do. Yep. You know, here, while we're still talking about the wall, for example, isn't it interesting that Ilhan Omar, the subversive in Minnesota, that's allowed to do the things that she's doing? By the way, they're not demoting her. The communists are promoting her. Do you notice that every time Ilhan or Rashida or any other Muslim in power or subversive in government wants to speak, isn't it interesting how the media is right there to put the microphone up to their mouth or the cameras right to their faces? It shows you who the media is working for and what they're advocating for. They're not denouncing or condemning. This administration is not prosecuting these people that I'm highlighting right now. This is how the communists set the stage for the new face of politics. Because if that was the case, Ilhan Omar, she would have been kicked out a long time ago. So every time Donald Trump slams her, he's making her famous. That's what he's doing. Okay? Because there's no prosecution, there's no DOJ involved here. They're just bringing on the scene Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. These are all plans, friends. They're all actors. Rashida Tlaib, the list goes on. Keith Ellison. Anybody that plays by the rules to hand over this country and our sovereignty to the United Nations, they're going to put them in a favorable light, okay? And they can go ahead and banner all they want and create what looks like a fight, which is not. You know, people say to me all the time, Bradley, you know, who are you for? I said, I'm for the law. And I said, the surest sign that Donald Trump would have been the real deal is if he would have prosecuted those that he promised to prosecute. And he hasn't done that. The Bible talks about how the king that sitteth on the throne scattereth evil. Through what? Justice. Judgment. I'm for the law. And folks, they say in war, Cicero said that the law is silent in war. If the law was being enforced right now, there wouldn't be war. There would be peace because judgment would be established within the gates, as it talks about in the book of Amos, chapter 5. So everything that's been promised is what's being left undone. And if the laws were enforced, friends, we wouldn't have this continued warfare going on in this country. But it's interesting how the Ilhan Omars and these subversives in the United States government, they just have a free reign. But as long as Donald Trump slams her, everybody's appeased. Just like that with Trey Gowdy and Daryl Issa and Jason Chaffetz. They're the conservatives' heroes, and they do absolutely nothing but entertain their followers. It's an absolute joke, and I want to tell you something, friends. The joke's on you. Let me get back to this. He said, I can't think of a domestic problem, a single domestic problem, that's not traceable back directly to these people that he's highlighting right now, the 545 that are responsible for the mess of the country back in 1984, that are uniting in a common con job. He said, if the tax code is unfair, it's because they want it unfair. He said, if the budget is in the red, it's because they want it in the red. And by the way, if the tax code is unfair, it's because they want it unfair. How many times I have to ask the people, who's they? Well, government. Well, you're the government. So what are you talking about when you're talking about they? My representative. Oh, you just said it. Your representative. So what are they doing? Well, they're doing something that I didn't give them authority to do. Well, then you need to rein them in. Whose responsibility is that to fix the problem? Yours. If the budget is red, said Charlie, it's because they want it in the red. And the people tolerate it to be in the red. He said if the Marines are in Lebanon, it's because they want them in Lebanon. And keep in mind, in these unconstitutional wars, friends, keep in mind, they're not their sons that are going to fight these unconstitutional wars. It's yours, okay? Maybe this explains as to why we have 737 military bases in 148 different countries. There's 196 countries. Did you delegate that authority to government to put our government and our military presence in that many countries? Boy, if the American people had opened their eyes, they could clearly see that there's a global initiative taking place, and it's going through the United States of America today. And you're paying for it. Oh, did you see the, as a matter of fact, speaking of that, did you see the $1.3 trillion omnibus bill? I highlighted some of it the other day. That Donald Trump signed behind the March for Our Lives after the alleged shooting at Parkland High School. During that march, he signed this bill. Everybody's eyes were on the march, on this new gun debate. That weekend, he signed the $1.3 trillion omnibus bill. There's nothing that happens in politics that's not first planned, said who? President Roosevelt. That $1.3 trillion bill that was sold to the American people as national defense was funds being reallocated to the support of people on a global scale. It wasn't allocated to the people in America. It was allocated to support initiatives on a global scale. Just so you know, let's get back to this. 545 responsible for the mess who unite in common con job, said Charlie Reese, former journalist, Orlando Sentinel. They are so insoluble government problems. I'm sorry, he said there are no insoluble government problems. He said don't let these 545 people shift the blame to bureaucrats whom they hire and whose jobs they can abolish. Don't let them blame the lobbyists who gifts and advice they can reject. Don't let them blame regulators to whom they give power to regulate and from whom they can take it. Above all, do not let them con you into the belief that there exists disembodied mystical force like the economy, inflation, or politics that prevent them from doing what they take an oath to do. It's exactly what you're seeing today. All these promises that are undone. And all of the followers of this current administration making excuses as to why he has not kept his promises. So it's the American people that are working against themselves. The American people are, in a sense, metaphorically, friends, shooting themselves in their own feet. They're shooting themselves in the foot. Okay? Instead of holding them accountable and holding them to what they promised they'd do according to the law, they make excuses as to why they haven't done it. Charlie said, above all, do not let them con you into the belief that there exists, again, disembodied mystical force like the economy, inflation, or politics that prevent them from doing what they take an oath to do. That's what they're doing. Those 545 people, and they alone are responsible. And they alone have the power. And they alone should be held accountable by the people who are their bosses, provided they have the gumption to manage their own employees. Friends, what do you hear when I say, comes to my aid, they derive their just powers from the consent of we the people? What do you hear? They derive their just powers from the consent of we the people. What I hear is those people that we complain about all day long that are getting away with murder because they're protected and doing so against the American people, that are violating we the people on a daily basis, have set themselves against we the people. Nobody can doubt this. They've been so encouraged by the American people to do what they do today that they think that they're absolutely above the law. This is just the truth of the matter, friends. And this is how they act, like a bunch of demigods. What do you hear? I'll tell you what I hear. Call me crazy, but I hear an absolute response in correcting the problems. Because I don't want to spend the duration of my life accepting what our fathers and our mothers and our grandpas and our grandmas have accepted. I want to be a part of the answer, not a part of the problem. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Lonnie Poindexter, and I'm the host of the Lion Chaser Show on UrbanFamilyTalk.com. And when I want the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help us God, I listen to Sons of Liberty Radio with Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Just asking the question, folks, as we're talking about the 545 people responsible for the mess who Unite in Common con job, said former journalist, 40 years of the Orlando Sentinel, Charlie Reese. Asking you the question, what do you hear when I read off the Declaration of Independence, off memory, by the way, just for the record, I have it in me. Those that derive their just powers, where do they derive them from? The consent of we the people, the governed. So that makes us the responsible party if we see something wrong with our representatives. And again, we have to lawfully deal with them. Article 2, Section 4. Now, with that said, friends, when I read the Declaration of Independence, which, by the way, was actually finished on July 2nd, 1776. It was actually proclaimed on July 4th, 1776, a couple days later. A little history lesson for you there, I guess. Friends, it's been a week, let me tell you what. I want you to hear this. The unanimous declaration of the 13 United States of America. Let me say a couple things during this last segment here. For those that have lost heart and say that there's nothing we can do about what's going on, keep in mind that this was written by 56 signers, okay, along with 13 colonies and less than 3% of the population that were resisting the strongest military known to mankind during that era, the British military. Okay, All odds were against them, but they prevailed. And because of it, we have the longest standing constitution in modern history. What, 44 years now? But I want you to understand their absolute resolve in obeying God, because God never uses a majority to prevail. He always uses a minority. Lest they should take what? Glory that belongs to the Lord unto themselves. It's a big no-no. Don't do that. All right? That no flesh should glory in his presence. But I want you to listen to this. When in the course of human events it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature, here we go, and of nature's God entitle them. A decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation. Now keep in mind, our forefathers continuously offered them an olive branch. They continuously offered them peaceful diplomatic measures into reconciling the differences. The British refused. And for those that want to go a little bit deeper, also keep in mind that King George had a mental illness as well. He was a reprobate. He wouldn't be ruled by God. Robert Livingston, Roger Sherman, Ben Franklin, Thomas Jefferson, and John Adams were the architects of the Declaration of Independence. Okay? He said, they said, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their what? Their creator. There's the second reference and third reference to God already. With certain unalienable rights. They can't be taken away. That among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That to secure these rights that God has given us, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. That when any, folks, listen, it's important you listen. That whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right, the God-given right of the people to alter or to abolish it and to institute new government. We don't need new government. We just need reformation. Laying its foundations on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. Just think about that, friends. That which is most likely to affect their safety and happiness. This government today is alluring illegals into the United States of America. By the way, so did the tyrant King George. For those that know nothing of history, friends, let me give you a little lesson. They had the Hessians. They had the savage Indians back then. They had other governments that would join together with the British to even their own people from the colonies. They tried to get it to get them to turn on their brothers, to slaughter them. This is what the King George did. Just think today, friends, you have illegals that want to conquer, that want to kill the infidel, that are being allured into the United States of America by their government, and that same government's trying to disarm them in the face of those that mean to conquer them. That when any, folks, that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people. You know what the government does now? They use the media along with organizations and agencies to try to demonize people that read your founding documents the way that I am even now. Oh, he's a separatist. Oh, man, this guy sounds like he's a militia. Oh, this guy, man, look at this. Look at, they try to set the narrative. Look at this guy, man. He's a religious fanatic. Hey, I'm just reading your founding documents, America. They're trying to demonize the one pointing the finger to what your forefathers established by God. That should tell you who's in the wrong, and it's not me. And if they say that I'm wrong, I'll stand the test of time for as long as I have to. This is so far out of mind and out of sight concerning the American people, they don't even know the difference anymore for the most part. And keep in mind, friends, in public schools today, the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution are on the walls of schools across the country. But it's not being taught. Nor is George Washington's farewell address. laying its foundations on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them that shall most likely to affect their safety and happiness. Prudence, indeed, wisdom in the way of caution, will dictate that all experience has shown that mankind are more disposed, listen, that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable. In other words, they'll just accept the wrong rather than righting themselves. I'll say the whole thing, that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. And that reminds me of Harriet Tubman. They called her the Black Moses. She went out and liberated from plantations other slaves. She said, no, let's go. You're not a slave. Right? Remember the proclamation of Abraham Lincoln that used the blacks as an excuse to basically cause war between the North and the South, giving more power to what? Federal government? Yeah. Well, that's a part of history. I thought he was a great man. Yeah, he was a great tyrant, wasn't he? But Harriet Tubman was asked, we've heard that you've liberated thousands of slaves. She said, yes, I have. She said, I would have liberated thousands more had they known that they were slaves. See, it says to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. You are enslaved, friends. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government. Corruption. And to provide new guards for their future security. Folks, if I read this, do you remember when Michelle Bachmann is running for the President of the United States of America? Do you remember when Nancy Pelosi said of Michelle Bachmann, who wanted to read the founding documents in the U.S. Constitution, Declaration of Independence and the Bill of Rights on the floor federally? Do you remember she said it was an act of terror? That's right. It is. To the criminals. Read Ephesians 5:11. Criminals hate the law. Folks, for Nancy Pelosi to say that it was an act of terror, it is. It scares her to no end. The Bible says the devils believe and tremble. She's trembling because this exposes them for their crimes. The founding document exposes what we see on so many fronts in government today, where they have no constitutional authority in doing what they're doing. They're out of their scope of authority. And then they step outside of their scope of authority, and then they begin to encroach upon the rights of we the people to further enslave our children. And that is exactly the legacy that's going to be left if we don't stand up and right these wrongs. And I believe that there's many good people in government that would desire for the American people to stand up and right the wrongs as well. And to provide new guards for their future security, such has been the patient sufferance of these colonies, and history of the present King of Great Britain is a history of repeated injuries and usurpations, all having in a direct object the establishment of an absolute tyranny over these states. To prove this, let facts be submitted to a candid world. And then the three quarters of this documentation shows the usurpation of the king that would not be ruled by God. Folks, I want to tell you something. Your fathers, your forefathers, threw off tyranny long before you even thought about throwing off tyranny, friends. In other words, what I'm saying is you have far surpassed easily what our forefathers would have never accepted in a million years. You've accepted it. Is it for us to right the wrongs on the behalf of our posterity? In our future? Absolutely it is. Time to take responsibility. Love you by what we do. See ya.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.